I'm going to go into my scripture, Romans 15. Before I go there, I'm just going to tell a little story. You know, I dig for a living, you know, and I was digging out through a field, you know, down in the low ground. It's just real good, easy digging, topsoil, you might say, real easy. Down in the valley, you might say. Up on them hills, though, it's real hard clay, red dirt. Getting hard to dig it. So, you know, when you're in a valley, the Lord got you there for a reason. I think He's a building you up for when you get up on that mountain, that you can stay up there just a little bit longer. Because it can bring you through. And I'm just glad that the Lord showed me stuff like that. Just while I'm at work, you know, that keeps me going. You know, and it's just a pleasure to be here.
Bless you all, man.
Romans 15. And 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded, excuse me a minute, toward like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. You know, we have one Father, and He is in heaven, and He's all of our fathers, you know. Yeah, we have Father's Day here on earth to recognize our dads. It should have been Daddy Day, I think, you know, because we've got one Father. And I'm just so thankful that I'm part of it. But I think when we come into the church, we need to leave the worldly things outside them doors. We need to come in here and praise the Lord. Lift up His name. And they glorify Him.
Hallelujah.
For it's about Him. It's not about everything else outside the doors. It's about God and Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. And I love Him. And I'm just so glad I'm here today. Praise Him. Praise His holy name. And I just ask that all of you just lift up your hands and praise God with me. Praise God. I'm just happy to be here today.
Hallelujah. You know what, life is a lesson, ain't it? And as I looked at Sammy rejoicing in the Lord, I thought about something I looked at this week. You know, everybody wants, just like he was digging in the valley, and it's pretty easy to dig there. Ground's loose, and like our lives, when you're down there, you're pretty worked up. And teaching us when we get up there to the places it's hard, that it's complicated and difficult to dig, sliding back, and I can imagine digging on. But every now and then, He'll let you get to the top. And I want you to think about this when you get there. Before you start celebrating, turn around. Before you start celebrating, turn around and lend a hand to those that help you get up there. Because we're in this together. The fight's a good fight of faith. See God work not only in our lives, but the lives of others. And see God's church grow from the inside out. And I believe it will if we'll keep looking to the author and finisher of our faith. And praise the Lord. Good to be here this morning. Happy Father's Day. Turn your Bibles over to the book of Numbers this morning. And now think about these young people. Well, as the elder people that's got saved lately. And You'll see where I'm going here in a minute. I'll read, bend your always stand in the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, Numbers chapter 10. Numbers chapter number 10. Verse number 1 said, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver of a whole piece, shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princesses which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. You may be seated in the house of God. And I've been thinking a lot about this and thinking a lot about the church and thinking about people's lives and people's homes and people's hearts and different things. And I pray to God today that somehow or another that God here on Father's Day can help us to be a light to this lost and dying world, Brother Donnie. We talk about it outside. Somebody we know that left here not knowing what condition they were in. But I know one thing. We're all leaving here. And we're leaving something behind. We're leaving a testimony. But I thought about here as God spoke to Moses and told him to make two trumpets out of one piece. And that trumpet is to have a distinction to it. When you blow it one time, the congregation is to come together. When you blow it more than once or twice, you know that you're fixing to move, or you know you're fixing to change directions. You're going toward the promised land, or maybe a sound of war, maybe a different thing. But I thought about here how that God has touched people's lives and moved upon them, and they're trying to follow the Lord. I preached here Wednesday night. I believe when you seen Uzziah, the Bible said, when I saw Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. And I preached on, I talked to you about the attire of a bride and the train that's back there. And you can look at this, and as you've seen here, and we're going to 2 Chronicles in a minute, but you can see here how that we look here, that we know and we've got to recognize that we need something to follow. We've got to have something to follow. And I'm glad this morning that I'm connected to the greatest thing that's ever been known up in this earth, and that's part of the body of Christ, and that's I made my mind up. Praise God, I'm going somewhere, and as we look at this right here, and we see, there's a lot that we could say this morning about this, but we know that we're in the last days, and God is telling us to blow the trumpet and sound the alarm and gather the assembly together, because I don't believe it'll be very long that the Lord will come and get us and get us out of here. But we've got to recognize and realize that we've got to hear and not only hear the alarm and hear the trumpet, but we got to follow that and think about this. Here's Father's Day, and we recognize it as our dads. We recognize our dads. A lost mind, and maybe a lot of you lost yours. Maybe some
some still got them. I mean, all that. But a day that's set aside. But we want to look this morning at what God's a doing in our church and in our hearts and in our lives. I mean, I got to thinking about Brother Jason Manley. He started a camp about 15 or 16 years ago up in Abingdon, Virginia. And I heard him say the other day, in the last 15 or 16 years, they've been 20 or 25, 24 or 25 preachers that's come out of that camp, that's come out of that little, that Bible school, that revival. And here this morning, as we're looking and listening to the voice of God and the things of God, I want us to be challenged today to realize that those people are following us, and we need to listen to God and listen to the trumpet and recognize which way we're headed. But hearing the word of God, we just read to you there what God told Moses about the trumpet and how to blow it, how many times to blow it, and to gather the assembly together. Here we've had a virus for over a year now, and brother, I believe God's blowing the horn, the trumpet, and the assembly is beginning to assemble back together. But I want you to look here in chapter number 26 of Second Chronicles. We preached on Uzziah when he died. He said, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up above all things, and his train filled the temple. I mean, it was something to see and something to recognize. But there has to be a beginning. You think about maybe the baptizing next Sunday, but hopefully we get to take maybe five or six boys, young people down to the river and baptize them, and maybe some more will join in and realize, hey, I want to make a statement that something's already happened on the inside. But look here with me in 2 Chronicles in the 26th chapter. Here we're looking at that, you know, as we preached on the train, how we preached on what we're connected to and what we're following. I mean, we're following the bride, the church, that one day by the grace of God will be with the Lord forever and ever. But here on this side, let's look here and look into what God is saying here in the 26th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles. And that we preached on Uzziah dying. Let's look here this morning in the 26th chapter of 2 Chronicles. He said, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. Now think about this. I don't know why the Lord's laid it all out like this, and the kids is down there, and I'm burdened to preach this right now. I don't understand all that, but I'm just going to trust God. I'm just going to blow the trumpet. And here he said Uzziah was 16 years old and made him king of the room of his father Amaziah. He said, and he built Eloth and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zechariah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And I pay attention to verse number 5. And the Bible said, he said, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And let's look here for a few minutes this morning. And we started out the song not knowing this morning that Buford were going to sing Kneel at the Cross. And here it is, Father's Day. And I know the Bible says, call no man father. We have a heavenly Father, but out of respect, and I'm not going against the Word of God or nothing like that, but I would to God this morning, whether we had more fathers kneeling at the cross, if we had more dads kneeling at the cross, brother, it would be a whole lot different place. But it's sad today, a lot of them don't now. It's our opportunity to sound the trumpet and the alarm, to get people headed the right direction. But there's a lot of them out there don't know which way to go. There's a lot of them out there looking for somebody to follow. Here Uzziah died, and he's the old man of God. He seen him high and lifted up in the temple. And brother, his train filled that temple. He had a lot following him, didn't he? He had a lot taking place right here. And brother, here I know this morning, when you look at the history of Jerusalem and Judea and the separation of all that, we're not going to get into all that this morning, but I know one thing. There was a lot of kings, brother, outside of Uzziah, brother, that wanted to separate the people of God. They wanted some of them to worship in Bethel, and they wanted some of them to worship in the northern and the southern kingdoms. And what they would do, they would try their best to keep them from meeting in the specific place to worship. Thank God this morning that you're being obedient, forgetting not to assemble yourself together in the manner is even more as you see the day approach. But here this morning, as we look at this and realize, brother, we're about to wind her down. We need to look and realize what the trumpet, the sound that's being blown, and the gathering together of the assembly. And brother, and here he said, here was a young man that began to follow the Lord. And brother, being made king of Judah, being 16 years old, and brother was king for 52 years. And the main point, the main thing that we see about this individual is this right here. As long as he sought the Lord, as long as he asked God for direction, as long as he asked God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, he was a great leader. He was one, brother. Every one of us here today, our day of departure is not very far out there. I know mine's not. And by the grace of God, we need some followers to follow the Lord. We need some young people to stand and take a stand for God. And brother, we right now in a position, in a place, in our church, in our life, that we could be responsible for helping some young people to make a decision in their life right now that'll affect them the rest of their days. And by the grace of God, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And as long as I'll seek the Lord and search out his way in this blessed old book, he'll lead us in the right way. Follow me. We're following the train that filled the temple, that bridal attire. And in history, and you can study this, when those kings and those men and those in position, but what Uzziah saw there when he saw the Lord high and lifted up in the temple and his train filled that temple, that robe that they have on and the train that follows it, it's a recognition of how much power they got and how much authority they have. Hey, this morning, whether it's time for Uzziah to leave and depart from here, or whether it's time for him to start his 52-year journey, I'm glad to be a part of it this morning. And we as the people of God, we must get them going the right way. Just to stop and take a look and see which way people's headed, as us as the leaders in the house of God. Just take and examine ourselves and see if we're heading the right way and going the right way. As long as we sought the Lord and seek the Lord, he'll show us the right way. And I'll guarantee our ways will prosper in the hands of God. Let's go on right here for a few minutes in verse number 6 of this chapter. And he went forth, now listen, pay close attention to this. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines. We're going to fight the devil till the last breath leaves our body. He said, and he went forth and warred against the Philistines and break down the walls of Gath and the wall of Zabner and the wall of Ashdod. And not only that, he said he built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. I believe, praise God, you can do things right in the middle of a messed up world. I believe you can stand out for God right in the middle of the Philistines. I believe you can take a stand for God. I mean, look at us. We're without excuse. I look at little David there, the man that was after God's own heart. I went after the Philistines. I look yonder at Moses and Joshua. Look at after Moses died, Joshua. What was one of the first battles that he entered in? At the Battle of Jericho, you remember that. Brother, sometimes you just got to march on and be still and know that God is in control. But there'll be a time in your life, brother, when the time comes, that God will bring us to the mountaintop. And by the grace of God, I'm not going to celebrate without you. I'm going to turn around and help those right up to the top that help us get to where that we are. And thank God this morning. The Bible said he was young and tender. But here he built and tore down and made. And brethren, as long as he sought God, God made him to prosper in all of his ways. Listen this morning. You wonder about Ezra. You wonder about Nehemiah. You wonder about these little minor prophets. When God looked down one day and he said, you sowed a lot, but didn't bring in much. He said, well, why is that, Lord? Why is it? Why has it seemed like I've got a bag with holes in it? I'll tell you why people got bags with holes in it. I'll tell you why people are sowing a lot and they're not bringing in much. It's because they're not seeking God and God's way and God's direction. And if they'll do that, I'll tell you what, God will help you to tear down a wall right in the middle of Jericho. God will help you to build a wall right down there in the middle of the Philistines. But by the grace of God, when we gather together and the sound of the trumpets blown and the assembly begins to gather together. Hey, this morning, let's raise up some preachers. Let's raise up some song leaders. Let's raise up some teachers down at the house of God. If our hearts are not for that, then there must be something wrong. Surely we want the church to be better when we leave than it was when we came. Surely we want our children to have it better than we had when we was growing up. Surely we want them. But I'm telling you this morning, we might say that, but a lot of them's getting a little loose, too loose on the handle. We need to tighten the horn up, tighten the sound up, and gather the assembly together, and say, acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will direct your steps. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call on him while he's near. That ought to be our prayer, and our desire is to see God raise preachers up right down here at Lick Creek. When Jason said that the other day, that boy about made me feel about that big. Been having a camp for 15 or 16 years and 25 preachers have come out of it. Let's ask ourselves this morning, how many preachers have we seen come out of Lick Creek? How many preachers have you seen come out of the church down here in this community? Guys, I never will. I believe this. A message that goes out, it ought to challenge us. I mean, I love the mountaintop. I love to walk on the water. I love for him to get on the boat and calm the storms. But God help each and every one of us. We're in a dark day. We need to be challenged. We need to set goals in our lives and say, hey, I want the next generation behind me to have her better than I've got it. Well, let's go on right here. Look here at verse number 7. And God helped him against the Philistines. He always will. God will always help you against the enemy. And against the Arabians. And against that dwell in Jerboel. and the Mehams. God will help you. It doesn't matter who you go up against. There's not a giant too big. There's not a wall too high. There's not a valley too deep. Not a mountaintop. And not a peak that we can't make and can't get there. But I'm telling you this morning, guys, as the attire of the bride, as those that's following us, and as those that are part of the body of Christ, as we see him high and lifted up with authority, all power in heaven and earth, we got to realize if God be for us, who in the world can be against us? You know, Buford condemned me this morning. I can't handle that as good as he can. First of all, I'm not going to sit in the road to wait to get a drink. And second of all, just so happens somebody pushes and I do have to, you better not run in front of me. Well, I'm liable to tear my guard off and throw you my badge. What I'm saying is, guys, this is a learning way that we learn to follow God as examples. You know what that taught me? It's teaching me, well, be more patient. Be patient with each other. If you go pastor a church, that's one thing you'll have to have. You'll have to have patience. And we got to have patience with each other. But I know one thing this morning, guys. We're part of the body of Christ. We're part of his attire. And we're filling the temple, and by the grace of God, when the trumpets are blowing, we better assemble ourselves together. And not only that, have we faithful, we're facing an enemy out there, and I don't want to face it alone. I need your help. We need each other. Let's finish this right here, and I'll show you what I mean. In verse number 8, the last verse of today, and the Amorites gave gifts to Uzziah. And his name spread even to the entering of Egypt. I mean, Abby, we've got a place and we've got there's actually people that'll recognize Lick Creek and that there's fish jumping in the water there. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, I don't mean this as a TV evangelist, but I'm going to tell you the blessing is in the harvest. Some of you get that. You don't sow and expect not to reap. God's word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And when it's blown, people will join in. They'll assemble together to join that attire. Let's go on. Let me finish this right here. His name, it spread even down there to the gates of Egypt. I mean, right there, right at the entering in of Egypt, his name had spread. Now the remainder of this verse said what? For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Well, wouldn't you like to see God raise some old time preachers? Wouldn't you like to see God raise some godly women to be an example to our young people? He will. If we'll take heed to the sound of the trumpet, and the sound. Listen, guys, I've studied this thing. There's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to build. There's a time to tear down. There's a time to plant. There's a time to harvest. There's a time to shout. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time and a season for everything. So as the attire of the bride, as we follow him, we're going to face enemies. But God said, I've got this. We'll take care of you. Look here. Come here, son. Let's stand to our feet. Well, I'm proud of these youngins. Anybody got anything before we dismiss? Come back tonight, and we'll see if that train gets any longer. All hearts and minds clear. Sammy, dismiss us, will you, buddy?